USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, he turned in his badge, and then the now former Fort Worth police officer who shot and killed a woman in her home over the weekend is behind bars.
At approximately 6 p.m., Aaron Dean was arrested for the murder of Miss Jefferson. He has since been booked into the Tarrant County Jail.
That's Fort Worth Police Sergeant Chris Daniels. Aaron Dean, the officer who is white, was responding to a neighbor's call about an open front door at the black woman's home. Police say he saw someone in the house through a rear window and fired, killing the 28-year-old woman who was, in fact, playing video games with her nephew in a dark room at the time. Vice President Mike Pence will be going to Turkey to talk with that nation's president about the military action he is staging in northern Syria, Pence saying he will be demanding an immediate ceasefire. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 13-year veteran cop in Montgomery County, Maryland, shot and killed in the line of duty in a parking garage yesterday morning. The acting police chief, Marcus Jones, says Officer Thomas Bamba had radioed for backup to help him with what he described as disorderly subjects.
When fellow officers arrived to assist, they found Officer Bamba suffering from a gunshot wound.
They have not yet identified any suspects. About half of Chicago's voters say they support the possible teachers' strike there. The Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago poll showing 49% of voters either strongly or somewhat support a teacher walkout. 38% against it. Teachers could be on the picket lines as soon as Thursday if the union and the city don't work out a new agreement. 12 Democratic candidates will be on a debate stage in Ohio tonight. It'll be shown on CNN. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The violence in Hong Kong continues. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Police in riot gear chased down demonstrators who decided not to stage one big protest. Instead, they divided into smaller groups all over the city. Pro-democracy rallies have been going on for months, with Chinese officials growing more and more impatient. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he's disappointed the NBA apologized for a tweet that a Houston Rockets official had sent in support of the protesters.
It was really sad to see an American company and indeed a global sports league like the NBA being dragooned into censoring the free speech of American citizens in the interest of big bucks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Joe Biden is facing persistent allegations of wrongdoing overseas that could undermine his argument that he's best positioned to defeat the president. Bernie Sanders is recovering from a heart attack that raised questions about his ability to withstand the vigor of a presidential campaign. And Elizabeth Warren is now fending off new scrutiny of her own biography. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be meeting for the most crowded presidential debate in modern history. But it's three leading candidates, Biden, Sanders, and Warren, who face the most intense spotlight that could expose glaring liabilities in their quest for the White House. The debate marks the first time all three candidates will meet since the House moved forward with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.